Random sampler. Food storage for 1 year. The First Presidency recommends that church members begin their home storage by storing the basic foods that would be required to keep them alive if they did not have anything else to eat. After they have a year's supply of the basics, they may then add other foods they are accustomed to eating regularly. See First Presidency Letter, January 20, 2002. Above are suggested portion guidelines for adults and children for 1 year, unless otherwise indicated. Because children are still growing, it is helpful to add 1 year to a child's current age when calculating adequate food storage amounts. Assess your family's food storage needs yearly, keeping in mind that nursing infants share in their mother's portion. Also, young children, as well as pregnant and nursing mothers, need more milk than other family members. Additional information, including a food calculation plan, is available at www.providentliving.org. 1 adult portion. Grains, 400 pounds, or 181 kilograms, includes wheat, flour, rice, corn, oatmeal, and pasta. Legumes, 60 pounds, 27 kilograms, includes dry beans, split peas, lentils, etc. Powdered milk, 16 pounds, or 7 kilograms. Cooking oil, 10 quarts, or 9 liters. Sugar or honey, 60 pounds, or 27 kilograms. Salt, 8 pounds, 3.6 kilograms. Water, 2 weeks supply, is 14 gallons, or 53 liters. Child portions. Age 3 and under, percentage of adult portion, 50%. Age 4 to 6, 70%. Age 7 to 10, 90%. And 11 and up, 100%. Bringing the past into focus. Have you inherited a box of old photos or a family heirloom? Not sure what to do with them? A lot of historical information can be gleaned from these precious glimpses of the past. Instead of just leaving them in the box or placing them unidentified in an album, try the following helpful ideas. Enlarge photographs. My parents and grandparents had many small black and white photographs that were taken in the early to mid-1900s. I enlarged them all to 8 by 10 inches to better see the historical details in the background. Identify photographs. It is important to identify not only the people in the photographs, but also the location. Perhaps there is even a story behind the event being photographed. Talk to anyone who may have helpful information if you don't know it firsthand. Photograph ancestors' personal items. When my grandmother died, I inherited her silverware. I wondered when she bought it, how much she paid for it, and on what occasions she used it. Luckily, my mother was able to answer many of my questions. And I included that information when I put my photo of the silverware in a heritage album. Marlene Cameron Thomas, Pellissippi Ward, Knoxville, Tennessee, Stake. Working through grief. All of us experience times when we mourn a loss or must reach out to others in need. For some, asking for help or extending sympathy comes easily, but many wonder what to say or do, sometimes doing nothing. As a licensed clinical social worker in the trauma and critical care units at a hospital, I recommend the following guidance for the bereaved and for those helping them through their grief. Time. Be careful not to rush the grieving process, which varies for each person. If intense grief persists after 8 weeks, preventing normal functioning, seek help from your bishop or through counseling or support group at a local social services agency. Consider waiting up to a year before making big decisions, realizing that unexpected feelings of grief can surface for an undetermined amount of time. Talk. In the days and months following a loss, the bereaved may want to share feelings with trusted friends or family members, who should listen and not try to fix everything. Offering genuine condolences of "I'm sorry" or "I care" is helpful. However, avoid trying to explain why something happened or saying, "I know how you must feel," since explanations or seemingly insincere comments rarely console. Touch. When people are experiencing a loss, it's important that they tell someone if they need a hug. Also, for some people, having a pet for company can bring great comfort. Tears. Cry. Alone or with a friend. Silent or aloud. Whatever helps to release built-up frustration, grief, or anger. Many men are often reluctant to show their emotions, and some women worry that crying shows a lack of faith. Crying can be very helpful and should not be viewed as a weakness. Allow yourself and those you comfort the time and understanding needed to work through the grieving process. Remember to combine your efforts with fasting, prayer, and studying the Savior's teachings, that your burdens may be light. Alma, chapter 33, verse 23. Michelle Hanks, Riverside 7th Ward, Murray, Utah, North Stake. Family Home Evening Helps. Helps for young children. Is it a challenge for your young children to sit quietly and listen during family home evening? It was for our family. Our children would frequently run around or interrupt the lesson to share an off-the-topic comment or story. So we decided to provide a constructive outlet for their comments and include music whenever possible. After the opening song and prayer, we invite the children to each take turns sitting in a designated chair and share anything they want without interruption. Sometimes it's something exciting they did or learned that day. Other times the children share thoughts and feelings. Once they've had a chance to talk, they are more respectful during the lesson. Our children also seem to enjoy family night more when we include singing practice. We either learn a new hymn or primary song, or practice one we already know. Usually we choose a seasonal song, one that addresses the lesson topic, or something that the primary is learning for the sacrament program. By considering our children's needs and desires, we are easily able to adapt our home evenings to include the entire family, even the youngest. Julie Partington, Georgetown Ward, Lexington, Kentucky, North Stake. End of the section, Random Sampler.